In January 2021, the world tragically lost the experimental pop musician Sophie, who died after an accidental fall. Later that same year, music producers Massima Bell and Dust Reid began to craft an album in her honor, inspired by her artistry and to celebrate the community of which she was a part. In the world, here's Massima Bell.
Dust and I really wanted to create something that honored these brilliant people who do happen to be trans.
The album Transa features over 100 artists and 46 tracks, and it blends music, poetry, and spoken word.
Everyone was just walking backwards into the room.
Eileen Miles is one of Transa's contributors, with three poems throughout the album. Just Last Night is the only one they performed themselves. Massima Bell and Eileen Miles joined us to talk about the album.
When Dust was showing me the early version of the potential record, they were all instrumentals at that point. And the piece itself was just very seductive and very, it had this like singularity to it. To me, it invited a certain shape of writing. My eyes are closing. Yeah, let your eyes close. So I felt like I sort of got in there and danced with it. It's a closet. It's a rehab. It's a homeless shelter. I'm used to hearing my own voice, but I have to say it's almost more fun than the other cuts to hear somebody's interpretation of lyrics that I wrote.
Well, let's take advantage of that. You had the opportunity to write a poem called Under the Shadow of Another Moon for the actress Hunter Schafer.
Before... on an awfully other planet. We spoke.
And what's it like to hear your words delivered by a big star?
It's interesting to hear them sort of like it's running through another body, it's running through another voice. But I love their interpretation.
There's so many examples on this album of, you know, collaboration across generations, genres, gender identities.
Welcome the child whose hand I hold. Welcome to you, both the young and old. We are ever new.
There's the song Ever New that features Sam Smith, who I believe is in their early 30s, and then Beverly Glenn Copeland, who was 80. What was that like? How did you create these pairings?
From the onset of making Transa, we really wanted to honor these musicians who we feel kind of haven't gotten the due that they deserve. And Beverly Glenn Copeland is a musician whose work has always felt like such a respite for me and such a kind of vision of belonging that I think is sometimes rare for trans people to experience. And I'm really grateful that Sam Smith really connected with that song.
Having things by artists from different points in their lives or careers, to me, is the definition of a good party. You know, when I first got to New York in the 70s, parties were all ages. We were the young people, there were the older people, and that was our definition of New York, and that's changed over time. And I think it's culturally wrong, and I think it's so important to work against that, which is one of the really cool things about this record.
Eileen, may I ask, I gather you identify as non-binary and began to use gender-neutral pronouns later in life.
Yeah, I do identify as trans, and so I've gone through the lesbian, the dyke, the butch, the queer, they're all good terms. But today, trans seems to hold everything, which I find very exciting. And pronouns are so rich, you know, and they is so rich.
The great Sade, British jazz singer, wrote, I gather, her first song in 6 years for this album, Young Lion.
Young man. been so heavy for you.
Dedicated to her son.
You must have felt so alone. The anguish and pain. I should have known.
It's a very moving song.
It absolutely is. I mean, I'm always in tears when I listen to that song because I think it is something that I haven't heard in the world before. I haven't heard like a mother apologizing in that way for not knowing the truth of her child and just being really open and willing to make an apology like that.
See how far you've come.
I've heard already many personal experiences from trans people who've connected with their parents that it's like sort of opened these moments to have conversation and dialogue and make apologies.
Shine like a sun, young guns, soar on down the mountain.
This album's coming out as their court case is underway. Supreme Court heard arguments on transgender care for minors last week, and this week declined to hear a case on gender support plans in schools. That make it all the more important to have this album out from your point of view?
For me as a trans person, this project is a love letter to all the people in my life. I think it definitely couldn't have come at a more needed time. I'm originally from a state that has put into law anti-trans legislation, Iowa, and I have seen firsthand the dangers and perils of that kind of legislation. And, you know, we didn't set out to make this project in the current climate. We started this project at the beginning of 2021. Yeah, it absolutely has felt like we need to have these kind of both like public stands of support for trans people, but also just these kind of beautiful messages that can sort of make trans people feel that there is love and support for them out there.
And Eileen Miles, from your point of view, can music be an antidote to that?
We carry music everywhere. We drive with it, we walk with it, we hear it after it's stopped playing. So I think music changes minds.
Massima Bell, Transa producer, and the poet Eileen Miles. Transa is out now. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.